In a highly charged meeting at Railton Sports Club in Harare, the war veterans declared that they are fully behind Muchangwa, despite his sacking from parliament and cabinet. The war veterans alleged that Muchangwa is being victimized for speaking against corruption. Spokesperson for the National Liberation War Veterans Association, Douglas Maia, told Studio 7 their leadership has been victimized over the years for speaking against corruption. Maia claimed that Zimbabwean's ministers are all corrupt.
We have talked about corruption, and not one corrupt person has ever been suspended or fired from ministerial positions. And the most corrupt people are those in ministerial positions. Next to every one of them has got a deal, a corrupt deal, from his ministry.
There was no immediate government reaction over these allegations. Maia said the war veterans are also angry because despite the so-called Great Indaba they held a couple of months ago with their patron, President Robert Mugabe, all the resolutions made at the event have not yet been implemented. He said if ZANU-PF is sidelining them because they are now being seen as senior citizens, then all old people in the party should leave.
We discussed, after 3 days of deliberation at the Indaba, about our welfare, about the state of the party, about the heritage. Nothing has changed. So, what does that mean? It means we're no longer relevant. But if we are no longer relevant, because we are old, so everyone who is old must go. If it is about the age, then how do we become irrelevant? And yet others remain there, who are very old, older than us. So if it is a question of age, then I am more qualified to remain than to go.
Abraham Tsikwa, a Mashonaland East representative, suggested to the meeting that war veterans should boycott this year's Heroes Day celebrations to be held next month as a protest over the way the government is treating them.
We as war veterans, we are just suggesting that we should boycott Heroes celebration. There is no use why we should celebrate that Heroes. After all this suffering, which we war veterans we are doing, together with our masses, people are suffering. My queues, my banks, queues everywhere. People are suffering. Saka, what is there to celebrate? Nothing. It's mocking the dead people.
Another war veteran, Hoyin Bila, vice chairperson of Harare province, said war veterans have been marginalized and ill-treated for too long. Bila encouraged the war veterans to take the government head-on.
We have been neglected. We have been marginalized. We are never treated. We are a vulnerable group of people. Saka, if you look at the history from 1980, all we have done is to hold meetings, which are not achieving anything. And we are fooled by the government just to make promises. And we have been living for the past 36 years relying on hope. And we are saying that should come to an end, or enough is enough. And Muchangwa is not going to go anywhere.
A female war veteran who only wanted to be identified as Neanda Nyakaskana said while they support President Mugabe and would back him in the 2018 presidential election, they are disturbed by the continuous firing of their leadership.
Our concerns, to start with, the main issue is the firing of Chris Muchangwa as our chairman after we democratically elected him, after going all that painful process of trying to have a leader. You know, everything needs a head. Any headless thing is immediately immobile. So people are trying to understand whether this act of firing Chris is because he did something wrong, or is it because some people want to decapitate us? They want to do away with the war veteran body in this country. Well, what is the issue? People are trying, that's what I'm trying to understand myself, and I'm sure that's what everyone else is trying to understand.
The war veterans allege that corruption by government ministers has brought the country to its knees. Dennis Lovu, another war veteran, stressed that they want government to take stern measures against all corrupt state officials.
As war veterans, we are saying all those people
who are involved in corruption. They must be hanged. It's simple. They must be shot. Actually, firing squad. They must go to a firing squad. Because we cannot waste our time. Our people now, they are confused. They can't even know what is correct, what is wrong. It's really wrong. Which one is right? Which one is correct? They don't even understand because of those people. If those people, like in China, if you are found in corruption, you are just shot. You die. They no kuram sor. They cut your throat. Then that's the only way which you can deal with this. We don't have any we don't have any solution except those people to be hanged by firing squad.
The war veterans also called for an end to victimization over speaking out on President Mugabe's succession. They claimed they have the right to speak on who they want to take over when Mr. Mugabe leaves office. The war veterans meeting, which is still underway, will come up with a communique on the actions they will take over the isolation by ZANU-PF government. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.